Good afternoon and welcome to another installment of Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media. My name is Adrian Colbo and I'm your host for today. Get to sit down with Jennifer Hart again from the Food Bank of Siouxland. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thanks, Adrian. Glad to be here.
Jennifer is a recurring guest on our show with the Food Bank because she's the development director and she does amazing work here in Siouxland. Quickly approaching is Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is. The holidays are very near, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And there's always a greater need around the holidays for food and for helping to provide food for those in need. And tell us a little bit about what's coming up with Food Bank.
Well, yes, the Food Bank serves 11 counties in Siouxland. So we serve a large area and it is holiday season. So many of us think about helping those out who need it during the holidays. Of course, at the Food Bank, we serve people all year round. So most of us like to eat 1 to 3 times a day, and even those who are in need like to eat as well. But during the holidays, you know, you also think about family gatherings and bringing food to family gatherings. And if you don't have much or anything in your cupboards, it may keep you back. So we want everybody to be able to participate in family gatherings during the holidays. Therefore, we, you know, there is a higher need right now. So.
Right. It's not, hunger is not just a holiday issue. It's something that I think, you know, there's toy drives and fundraisers and things like that that do come up around the holidays because it's kind of present, more front of mind. But yeah. But the Food Bank serves more than just it's not immediately just handing out food to individuals, right? I mean, there's a greater need in the community, and those people are coming to the Food Bank for those provisions, right?
Yes, it does take many people to make this happen. The Food Bank is a warehouse, so we actually do not serve individuals. An individual doesn't come to us, because if they did, you'd walk into a warehouse with huge boxes, everything's in bulk, so that is not convenient for a family or an individual to come in. We work with partners in our 11 counties, from food pantries to feeding programs to childcare centers. We work with about 100 agencies to get the food that's needed out into the community, and some personal care items as well. And there are over 25,000 food insecure individuals, including over 11,000 hungry children in our community. So it's a lot of people to serve.
Wow, 11,000 hungry children. So the Food Bank being a large warehouse that, you know, we talked about this before on the program, but I just love to kind of, to use the phrase, hammer at home, you know, that we're lucky to have this in our community first and foremost, but that there is a great need. And for us to have a nonprofit like this in Siouxland with a development director that's able to go out and beat the streets and raise funds and awareness for hunger, I think we really are blessed. So, Jennifer, a few different events that are coming up that we want to kind of highlight to help raise funds for your needs. So let's talk about Cranksgiving.
Yeah, let's start with a fun one. This is the second year for Cranksgiving, and what Cranksgiving is really a food and this year fun drive on two wheels. So Siouxland Cyclists and Elbrook Bike Cycle Shop have come together last year and this year to create this kind of a scavenger hunt for food, a fun way to raise funds and awareness for the hunger needs in our community. And this year, they're also adding the fun drive piece. So it's really kind of cool. You come together at noon this Saturday, so tomorrow. So forget about that rain. It doesn't matter. You're still going to have fun. At least it's not the white stuff out there yet. But at noon, come over to Albrecht Bike, and they're actually will feed you and have some snacks there. So, and then from 1 to 3, there's kind of a scavenger hunt that allows you to go out on your bike and visit 4 or more convenience stores, grocery stores, areas to purchase things. And you can also donate funds. So, as I mentioned, they have prizes as part of that scavenger hunt. And 2 prizes actually go to the cash piece. They realize that because for every dollar raised, the food bank's able to secure about 13 pounds of food for those in need, they realize the importance of that. So there's 2 contests. The lightest load would be a prize, and that's a cash for cash. So the lightest load of cash doesn't mean dollar amount. Those bills don't weigh very much. So that's one of the cash prizes. And then the other one is the highest dollar amount. So whoever raises the highest dollar amount tomorrow, there also is a prize for that. So it's fun. And not only is the title fun, Cranksgiving, but they also add costumes. So you have another chance to break out that Halloween costume and ride in a Halloween costume. And hey, maybe maybe a raincoat will add to the costume.
So I love this, Cranksgiving. So this is the second year for this in Sioux City. But this is going on all over the nation, right?
Yes. So this is a national event that's been going on a long time. I'd have to look to see how long. But the second time they've done it here in Sioux City, a lot of the Siouxland cyclist groups have gone up to Sioux Falls and done this in the past. And they said, we want to bring this home and we want to support our community. And they reached out to the food bank and thought it would be a fun way to raise awareness and some food and this year some funds.
So, and we have to say that Cranksgiving is a play on words with for cyclists, right? The crank belonging to the drive shaft of a bicycle, not a bunch of ornery people on a Saturday hanging out. Yeah. It's going to be, yeah, it'll be a good vibe. And if you're not a cyclist, still show up. There's food and a chance to donate and raise funds for the food bank.
Yes, actually, they'll keep the blue donation bin and the cash bins at Albrecht's through Tuesday. So feel free to stop by Saturday or even today through Tuesday and make a donation. Everything's greatly appreciated. Every dollar counts. Every can counts. Every box of macaroni and cheese or jar of peanut butter, it all makes a difference.
Well, Corey and the guys over at Albrecht's, they've just always been great, and they're a supporter of public media, Siouxland Public Media as well. So, so yeah, get down to Albrecht's this weekend. Tomorrow is the event. What time does the event start?
Noon is lunch and registration, and then they'll head out on the bikes from between 1 and 3.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so next up, we've got Drive Out Hunger.
Yes, another great event. This is actually another second year for Rick Collins Toyota. They came to us last year and wanted to do a food drive, and we talked to them also about the value of the dollar in the food bank. So they turned it into a food and fun drive. Last year, they raised just over $6,000 in their first year and filled 2 pickup trucks. Wow. So this year, they got a little tagline, pack the pickup. So you can use the hashtag there, hashtag pack the pickup. And their goal is to raise $10,000 this year. And instead of packing 2 pickups of food, packing 4 pickups of food. So they really are into this. They're very understanding of the need and are very supportive. And you can go down anytime between now through Thanksgiving and make a donation, learn more. We have some information about the food bank down there as well. There are incentives. If you buy a pickup or any vehicle, they are donating $50 for every purchased vehicle. They're donating to the food bank. But really, they're all about just the idea of raising awareness, raising funds, and raising food for the food bank. So even if you're not in need of a vehicle, go down and visit them. They also have set up a Facebook page, an event, and are doing a Facebook fundraiser. So if you're not getting out of the house, then you can also contribute to that Facebook fundraiser all as part of this drive.
Well, and I love Rick Collins personally. Ryan over there is just really great to work with, and a friend of where I work. And so if you stop in, they're not going to try to sell you a car. Just stop in and help donate. $6,000 raised, like using your calculation, is 78,000 pounds of food.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So it blows my mind that, you know, $6,000 for most fundraisers or nonprofits, you know, that's a pretty nominal amount of money to kind of raise, I would say. But then the impact of 78,000 pounds of food is just immense.
It is. And you're right. The whole crew down at Rick Collins is very behind this. Ryan has been helping promote this. Yanni is also a great supporter of this and kind of the driving force. And Danielle over in the service department has brought the service area into it as well. So you can go down and make a donation in their service department and actually get a $5 coupon for your future visit. So kind of a give and get there and without any strings attached. So it's really neat.
Awesome. So now through Thanksgiving on that.
Correct.
Helping to raise funds and awareness for the Food Bank of Siouxland over at Rick Collins Toyota. And then the next one that's going on is actually with Woodhouse.
Correct. Woodhouse has been a strong supporter of the food bank for many years. They actually started, I think, with the Omaha Food Bank, the food bank for the Heartland, and was supporting them. And then because we are also tied with that food bank, reached out to us, and they have a local dealership here. So this is a program for our backpack. So it's a backpack challenge that Woodhouse puts out. They help raise funds and do some advertising for this. And for every $160 donated, it's sponsoring a child during the school year in our backpack program. You can make that donation, and you also have an opportunity to get two tickets to the Make It Sweet show in March down in Omaha, and that's featuring Old Dominion with special guests Jordan Davis and Mitchell Tenpenny. So it's a nice little give back if someone's interested in attending that concert.
Yeah, so $160, which for most families is one trip to the grocery store.
Right.
Anymore, right?
Yeah.
So $160 sponsors a child for the entire school year. And what does that provide the child? Is that lunches to take home over the weekend? Or
it's a food sack for the weekend. And we serve 10 schools now in Sioux City and South Sioux City, those two towns. And so the sack contains two breakfast items, individual cereal items, two microwavable meals, a fruit or applesauce cup, and three beverages, whether it's chocolate milk, white milk, 100% juice, three beverages. And this year also we do a snack item in there. But the idea is to empower the child to be able to get themselves through the weekend when they don't have access to the free breakfast and lunches at school during the week.
Yeah, something you and I have talked about before is just how important to the health and the ability for children to be educated that the free and reduced lunch program is, and how what a large percentage of kids are on that at most of the schools in Sioux City. And then those children, when they leave school on Friday, that they most of them don't have access to food at that point.
Yes, if any, very limited to no food in the cupboards at
home. Or low nutritional content as well.
Yes, exactly. If you think about it, when you go to the grocery store, if you're pinching pennies, you're walking down the middle of the grocery store where it's all the canned and processed foods. Mm-hmm. You're stopping at a fast food restaurant those prices have gone up too, but it's still a lot cheaper than going those outside aisles where you buy your fresh produce, your frozen meats, your fresh meats, but you're not getting those fresh produce, the fresh vegetables and fruit, and the protein that is really needed to sustain you. Right. You're getting all of those processed foods and the high carbohydrates. And, you know, when you look at our community throughout the United States, we have a problem with obesity. And for some, it's because they don't have access and are just unable to get that food and nutrition they need to stay healthy. Yeah. And it just keeps cycling.
It's a poor foundation.
Correct.
That has started at a young age.
Exactly. And you form bad habits, unfortunately. So by trying to, even though the food sacks that are going home don't have anything fresh in them because they are kids. Mm-hmm. So to put an apple in a backpack turns to mush real quick.
Applesauce. Right?
Yes. So we like to keep the applesauce contained in the container. But they are giving themselves that opportunity to have something. So when they're coming back to school on Monday, they aren't just thinking about when is lunch coming. They mm-hmm. actually can focus on their work.
Right. Well, I think that the Food Bank of Siouxland, any dollars donated to the food bank, it's an investment in our community and in our community's future. And if that is not the point to be made, then I don't know what is, in terms of, the food bank and its role in providing good nutrition to kids and getting them set up, on the right foot for life, really, in our community. And we do have a big issue with hunger, but we also just have an issue with bad nutrition. And
it's, like you said, it all cycles. Mm. So if you can help a child and empower them to start off on the right foot, some of these kids actually come back and help and volunteer, and they understand what they've received and want to give back. And so it just kind of dovetails, and you know, and it all comes together, and these kids can learn how to be really good for their community as well, and they're going to be the ones growing up that will eventually be leading the community.
Well, Jennifer, there is an immense need, and how, if someone wants to get involved, or if someone wants to make just a donation, or if there are people listening right now that have their own organizations or community groups, church groups, things like that, that want to do their own fund drive, who do they talk to? Who do they reach out to?
They just call the food bank, 712-255-9741. Anyone in the office can help them. Tiffany does handle our food and fund drives. I can help in the development office as well. But we do know a lot of people do these, whether it's over the summer, we have a kid that does a lemonade stand every year. So it can be very small or it can be very large, like the Rick Collins Toyota or the Woodhouse campaigns. Everything does make a difference, and we're there to help and to promote. So let us know what's going on. It is nice to receive those surprises when someone just comes in, but if we can help you in any way and just explain the process, of course, volunteering is also a great way. And it doesn't take anything. You know, if you get a cup of coffee a week at the, you know, your local coffee shop, think about what if you got your coffee and then double that and donated the other half to the food bank.
Right.
It would make a difference. $4 is what it costs us to put one of those food sacks together for a child in need.
Yeah, $50 is 650 pounds of food.
Yep.
So I love that calculation, you know, it's so exponential. I just love that because the food bank is connected to the national circuit of food banks, right? What is that called again?
Feeding America.
Feeding America. And then is able to, you know, kind of collect that food and then pass it off onto the smaller organizations that require those food products. You're able to take a dollar and turn it into 13 pounds of food. It's awesome.
Yeah. And it does, in addition to all of these things that are going on, it also takes large donors of food as well. Mm. For instance, you know, your Walmarts and your Sam's Clubs all donate food, and even Tyson. In fact, next week, I believe, Tyson is coming in with 2 truckloads of food protein to be donated to the food bank as part of their Miles That Matter program. And that food is going to go back out into the community. 1 truckload is Cornish hens. I mean, what an awesome meat to have available to families in need. And the other one is meal packets. So kind of like your meat, your potatoes, and your vegetable on all in one. So one full meal for a family of good quality food that they would otherwise not have access to.
Wow. Okay, so let's run back through, Jennifer, let's run back through the 3 events or the 3 different kind of fundraisers going on in conjunction with the holidays here. We've got Cranksgiving tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Cranksgiving. Get out your bike or just come on over and check it out.
So that's at Albright's. Starts at noon tomorrow. There's a meal and then a scavenger hunt and some other activities going on.
Yep.
And that's downtown Sioux City.
That's downtown Sioux City. Don't forget your bike helmet, and you can bring a bike lock, a backpack, a little bit of money to do the scavenger hunt and purchase the food around town or to make a donation. But it's also family friendly. So if you want to bring the kids, you can do that too.
Cool. And then at Rick Collins Toyota, which is out on Singing Hills Drive, right?
Yep.
They're doing a Pack the Pickup program, and that's now through Thanksgiving.
Correct. Go on down, make a cash donation, a donation of food. Just get some information about the food bank and see what they're doing down there. It's a really cool drive.
Okay. Last year, they raised $6,000. They're shooting for $10,000 this year. That can be... extrapolated out into what? So is $10,000? That would be
times 13 pounds.
That's crazy. That's is that 130,000 pounds
it
of food?
Is. Yeah, yes, geez. I was testing you there.
I haven't had lunch yet, so my brain isn't quite working. And then speaking of that, how you need food to get your brain to work? Woodhouse is doing a backpack challenge.
Yes, they're doing their annual backpack challenge, and you can check that out online at woodhouse.com/foodbank, and just have to make sure that you click the button that says donate to the Food Bank of Siouxland, because there are 2 food banks as part of that challenge. So you want to keep your money local. You want to make sure you choose the Food Bank of Siouxland.
Okay. And so there's Food Bank of the Great Plains and then Food Bank of Siouxland. And the Siouxland one will support the 10 schools that the food bank, our local food bank, supports with the backpack program.
Right. Food Bank for the Heartland is the other one that's down in Omaha. So that is just serves a different community.
Gotcha. Okay. And then on that, if you sponsor a child at $160, you also can have two tickets to Old Dominion in Omaha?
Yep.
On March 30th.
You can go see that concert. They expect that concert to sell out. So the sooner you can make a donation and get those tickets, you're better off. So.
Okay. Well, Jennifer, always great to have you on. And I know that as the holidays are approaching, the need increases for food around Siouxland. And, you know, there's a stress on local programs and other more community-based programs. And I know that the food bank is part of servicing that and making sure that there's food on the shelves there. So, I'm so thankful that you're able to come on the program today.
Thank you so much. And feel free to reach out to us or visit our website at siouxlandfoodbank.org. And we're also really trying to be active on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So get out there, follow us, learn what's going on, and we're here to help.
Okay, awesome. Well, Jennifer Hart, Development Director with the Food Bank of Siouxland. Always great to have you on the program.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Again, this is Adrian Colbo for Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media. Tune in every Friday, just after noon. We'll talk about food. We'll talk about local events and things relating to food. So tune in every Friday, just after the news. Again, we will see you next time.